This is the Becker Business Update for November 23rd, 2020. We're going to walk through 6 to 8 very quick stories. I'll first list the stories, then I'll discuss each one in just a little bit more detail. First story, Pfizer's applying for emergency use authorization for its vaccines. Second story, AstraZeneca, Oxford, has published the results of their study which show great results. Third, Foot Locker has seen sales grow to $2.11 billion in the third quarter. Fourth, President Trump's election challenges are starting to come to an end. Fifth, the Republicans have gained 10-plus seats in the House. Sixth, GDP estimates for the fourth quarter are being lowered a little bit based on surges in COVID. Seventh, some of the travel and oil stocks are starting to rise on positive vaccine news. Now I'll touch on each of these stories just one bit further. On the Pfizer side, Pfizer applied for emergency use authorization with the FDA on Friday. This is extremely good news. If things get approved quickly, Pfizer plans to be able to vaccinate 12.5 million people in the United States in December and another 12.5 million people in the rest of the world. Second, AstraZeneca showed 90% effectiveness with their vaccine. This is based on 2 doses of the vaccine. They are applying almost immediately for approval of the World Health Organization and the European Medicine Agency. This is important news because having the Moderna, the Pfizer, and the AstraZeneca vaccines will make it a lot easier to get a lot more people vaccinated quickly. Also, the AstraZeneca vaccine does not require the massive freezing and refrigeration that the Pfizer vaccine requires. Third issue, President Trump's legal challenges seem to be starting to come to an end. 2 or 3 things have happened. Georgia certified the results. The Trump legal team lost battles in Michigan and Pennsylvania. And finally, having some internal tension, it dismissed Sidney Powell from the legal team. Fourth issue of the day, Republicans look to have gained 10-plus seats in the House of Representatives this session. Here, current majority prior to this election was 232 for the Democrats, 197 for the Republicans. Now the majority is likely to be 222 to 225 for the Democrats, to 207 to 210 for the Republicans, right around those numbers. This leaves the Democrats with a small majority to pass big bills. It makes it harder to pass significant legislation. The next issues of the day, based on COVID surges, the GDP estimates for the fourth quarter are being lowered a little bit. This is due to sort of more government restrictions, less business activity, as things get a little tighter in the United States and the world for the fourth quarter. The next story of the day, travel and oil stocks are starting to rise on vaccine news. Some of the stocks that got hit heavily this past year are starting to show glimmers of hope as vaccines are on the horizon. Of course, vaccines may take 3 to 6 months to really start to have an impact, but you're starting to see stocks rise in these sectors based on some positive news. Finally, Foot Locker, I think we mentioned, one of the specialty retailers actually performing well. Who would have known? $2.11 billion in sales in the third quarter, up significantly. Same-store sales also up 8%. So even if in tough times, people tend to buy sneakers. Who knew? In any event, thank you for listening to the Becker Business Update. Always please feel free to follow our podcast, the Scott Becker Business Podcast line, which also includes the Private Equity Podcast, Women's Leadership Podcast, Business Podcast, and also, of course, related to the Scott Becker, but not Becker Group Business Leadership, for the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Please listen to those wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you very much.